Welcome to this podcast about Coal Cove and Port Graham in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Coal Cove is the site of a historic Russian coal mine at Dangerous Cape on the north shore entrance to Port Graham, near the southern end of the Kenai Peninsula, about 7 miles southwest of Seldovia and 3 miles north-northeast of Nanwalek, Alaska. The embayment was named in 1786 by Captain Nathaniel Portlock, a British fur trader who discovered the coal seam. Port Graham is a deglaciated fjord that extends about 7 miles southeast from Lower Cook Inlet near the entrance to Kachemak Bay. Portlock named it Graham's Harbor. Later, men of the Shelikov-Golikov Company, who established a post called Alexandrovsk in 1786, just south of Denaina territory at present-day Nanwalek, called it English Bay, presumably for the British visitations. The coal seam represents rocks of the Tai-Onek Formation, part of a geologic unit called the Kenai Group that is at least 26,000 feet thick in the subsurface of Cook Inlet Basin. The Tai-Onek Formation consists of estuarine and non-marine sedimentary rocks that developed during the early Eocene epoch 49 million years ago, and is characterized by massive sandstone beds and seams of lignite to sub-bituminous coal up to 30 feet thick. From the late 18th century until the end of the 19th century, the Denaina were the dominant culture in the Cook Inlet watershed despite a century of Russian presence. They maintained cultural sovereignty and resisted Russian incursions through a series of battles and skirmishes between 1786 and 1797 at Alexandrovsk and Kenai. Their success in these encounters contributed to the withdrawal of the Lebedev Company from Cook Inlet, leaving only a small contingent of Shelikov-Golikov Company personnel from 1798 to 1799, and then its successor, the Russian-American Company, from 1799 to 1867, when the territory was sold to the United States. Initially, the Denaina forcibly resisted Russian incursions into their territory, but eventually many villages entered trade alliances to obtain items of European manufacture in exchange for sea otter and other furs. In 1852, the Russian-American Company developed a coal mine at the location Portlock had discovered and was actively engaged in production for 12 years until the Alaska Purchase. Two coal outcrops occur at Coal Cove, one on the beach in the intertidal zone and the other near the high tide mark at the west end of the beach. In 1855, the Bark Cyane, commanded by Captain Kinsey, arrived from San Francisco and landed machinery and a Finnish mining engineer, Enoch H. Furuyelm. Open pit mining began while the men lived in tents, using manual pumps to keep the workings accessible. The coal was found beginning with an upper layer 9 to 12 feet thick at a depth of 50 to 60 feet. Initial open pit work was soon replaced with vertical shafts. The shaft eventually reached 180 feet and passed through 5 coal seams. In 1859, the mining camp included a church, 20 dwellings, a large warehouse, 2 stables, an engine lathe, a sawmill, a blacksmith shop, the mine superstructure, a kitchen, a small foundry, and some sheds. Some accounts claim Russian convicts worked the mine. Others say Alaska natives provided the labor. The company used the coal primarily to fuel Russian steamships. Thousands of tons were mined, but it was of low grade and sold at a loss. After the Alaska Purchase in 1867, the lignite was used locally and for steamships until the early 1920s. In 1978, the site was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. At that time, it was overgrown with remnants of building foundations, a stone dock, a railway, and other artifacts still discernible. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.